Did you know, were there any fens in this area at all that you know?
I can't recall any. Okay.
And as far as the coal mines, how long did those operate? I assume they're not operating now too much.
Well, they've dropped off quite a bit. I think they're pretty well all shut down now. They were very active in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
Of course, during the war especially. But I think that probably they went on up into the 80s.
Okay. Do you know if they mined anything else besides coal?
Not here in this local area, right up 20 miles west of us and up into the mountains. Why, they mine gold, silver, and tungsten.
Oh, really? Whereabouts? Do you know that?
Is there Ward, Colorado.
Ward, I've heard of it.
And, that'd probably be the center of a lot of it is around Ward.
Is Jamestown close?
Jamestown is between here and Ward. It's on the same road.
That's a big mining place, I think. Gold, I think.
You recall things to me, you see.
No, that's all right. Tell me about the community, then. Let me get back to your wife for a minute. What has her job been?
She was a graduate dietitian, but she never practiced at it. She's taken care of me during my recent heart attacks and so forth. She's a great dietitian and a great cook.
Is she?
Yeah, she's known all around town for different things that she cooks, and
really?
she's an excellent cook. That's her hobby, is cooking.
She's like
the back hall there. I call it West Safeway. She always has enough food to feed all the grandkids and everybody else that comes.
Right. So she never worked outside the house.
Not in her dietetics, no. She has other hobbies such as needlework and making quilts and tablecloths and growing violets.
The house looks great.
But her main hobby is she always feels that she has to do something for somebody every day so she'll feel comfortable going to bed at night.
It's not bad.
I don't know. She almost breaks me in postage sending birthday cards. She has everybody's birthday in town. Not everybody, because there are a lot of people in town we don't know now.
Sure.
There were only about 6,900 people here when I came here to practice.
6,900?
And it's about 80,000 now, I guess. I don't know.
So how did she get to know all these people? Through church and through your work and stuff like that? Did she cook for anything like different groups or anything ever?
She was in charge of turkey dinners at the church where they would serve two big turkey dinners every year during that season as a money raiser.
Really?
And feed about 600 people.
Wow.
She's well known for organizing big. She can give you a recipe for 400 bran muffins real quick, or tuna burgers, or whatever you want.
She must be good at math, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a big family, you and she?
We had three children, two boys and a girl. The first boy died at age of 13 from leukemia. And the second boy is now a retired Navy captain, aviator. He's a professor of aeronautics at Jacksonville University now.
In Florida?
In Florida.
All right.
And my daughter is an LPN, married to a trucking firm. Lives out in Platteville, which is about 25 miles east of here.
Okay. Do you get to see them very much then?
We get to see them quite a bit, and their children. Their daughter is she's taking a final at Denver University today. She's getting her graduate MBA in taxation and will then be a CPA, and she lives here in Longmont.
Okay.